Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are all here to talk about Native Youth Olympics. Welcome, Kyle and Shane and Eric. Hello.
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 Hi. Kyle Worrell, let's start with you. Would you please introduce yourself for anyone who doesn't know who you are?
Yeah, so my name is Kyle Worrell. I coach Native Youth Olympics, and we're in our going into our third year of our NYO program, which exists at all three high schools, and last year expanded to the middle schools as well.
Wow, that's great. Are you getting a lot of participation, a lot of turnout?
Yeah, it's been really great. Each year we see a growth in NYO, which NYO stands for Native Youth Olympics. And so I'll kind of explain what that is, since we're a bit of a, I guess, a newer sport to Juno, or a sport that we're trying to revitalize. And it's a sport based on traditional games from the north. The Nupek, Inuit, and Yupik people created these games generations ago, hundreds of years ago, as a way to build fitness needed to be a hunter. And so there's 10 games that we do within NYO.
And what are those games?
There's the 1-foot high kick, 2-foot high kick, Alaskan high kick. Those are some of the really popular ones. They're really exciting to see people kick a suspended sealskin ball up in the air, and it can get 7, 8, 9 feet in the air. And there's different techniques for kicking the ball. The 1 foot includes jumping off 2 feet, kicking with 1 foot, and landing on the same foot. And it's a game that was based on a form of sign language used in the Arctic to signal a successful hunt. And if you think about the Arctic environment, it's a flat tundra or sea ice. And so on a clear day, this is how hunters would communicate back to a village, is by doing a high kick in the air. And so later on, it was turned into a game, and now today a modern sport that we do all across Alaska and the Arctic.
Oh, that sounds incredible. Now, have you yourself competed in the Olympics, Native Youth Olympics?
I started in high school when I was 17. I'm now 28, so I've been doing it about 11 years. And I compete Arctic Winter Games, World Eskimo Indian Olympics, and then I train a high school team for Native Youth Olympics.
What were some of your favorite events?
Probably the seal hop and the knuckle hop. And probably my favorite game, because it is so challenging. It represents sneaking up to seals out on the ice. It's a hunting technique, and it's kind of like doing a push-up, where you're in a lower push-up position, you're on your hands and your toes, and you got to hop in that position as long as you can. And you have one try where you have to keep continuous movement, keeping this rigid form for as long as you can go. And so it's a game of endurance. It really hurts on the fingers, because your hands become raw, and after some distance they'll start bleeding. And so it becomes a mentally challenging game as well as a physically challenging game. And that's why I love this sport, is there's a lot of challenge to it. And so you're trying to build yourself up to reach new distances or heights in the games.
That sounds incredibly intense. Okay, well, you brought Shane and Eric with you today, so let's talk to them a little bit. Shane, we'll start with you. Could you please introduce yourself?
I'm Shane, and I've been doing Native Youth Olympics for a year.
Yeah? What are some of the games that you like to do?
I like to do Alaskan, where you sit on your hind and your hands behind you, your legs spread out, and then you curl your non-dominant leg in, and then you grab with your opposite hand on your foot, and then you kick the ball.
Is there somewhere online where we can see videos of this? It sounds fascinating, but I can't quite picture it.
Yeah, you can go on YouTube and just search Native Youth Olympics or Native Games, and there's a lot out there. Cook Inlet Tribal Council created instructional videos for the 10 NYO games in collaboration with Nike N7. So they're really beautiful, high-quality videos that give detailed instruction of each game.
Oh, I got to see that. And then, Eric, how about you? Would you please introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about how you're involved with NYO?
Hi, I'm Eric Jim, and I've been doing NYO about a year and a half, and I gotta say my favorite event has to be knuckle hop, because I just find it fun, kind of. I mean, as Kyle said, it is challenging, and it's like, it's kind of like my kind of challenge that I like to do.
Have you made your knuckles bleed?
Yeah. Multiple times.
Wow. So you want to talk today about some upcoming trainings, demonstrations, events associated with Native Youth Olympics. So there's an event happening this Saturday at UAS. Tell me more about that one.
Yeah. And so our team has been training. We started our season beginning of September. And so they've been training for this event. It's going to be held at UAS this Saturday. It's called the UAS Traditional Games. And it's held from 11:30 to 4:30 at the UAS Recreation Center in the gym. And it's our season kickoff event. And so it's our first gathering of the school season for the sport. We're going to have a few more throughout the school year. But we're really just trying to pull in anybody from the community that is interested in seeing the games. And our athletes, we have a lot of new athletes this year, and so this is a good game that will expose them to what it's like to compete in the games. And I don't always like to say compete, because it's our games aren't all about competition. They're really about a celebration of a tradition and coming together and trying for your own personal best. But we do have that competitive aspect as well. But maybe a friendly competition might be a better description, because you can take part in these games. We're inviting anybody to take part, even if you've never done them before, if you've never seen them before. If you join, you'll have more than enough instruction, because the spirit of the games is everyone is there to support each other. And so Shane and Eric are great coaches, and if we have any new people, I know I can rely on them, that they'll help them and show, this is how you do the Alaskan high kick. You put your foot here, you hold your foot like this. And so it's a very positive event. Everybody is there to set their own personal record. That's what we strive for in Native Games, is we're not trying to outdo anybody. We're trying to build our own selves up and set that personal record. And these events are for us to come together and learn from each other, so we can each reach our own goal. So that's taking place this Saturday. And it's coinciding with a coach training that we're doing through Sea Alaska Heritage. And so our NYO program has been really successful here in Juneau the past few years, and we've got a lot of community outreach from the surrounding villages that are interested in joining this revitalization of Native Games. And they've asked for assistance in how do we start a team, how do we coach this sport? And so we have some coaches in training coming from Angoon, Huna, Craig, and then we have several Juneau coaches in training as well that we're training for the middle school and elementary level. So it's really exciting to see all the growth in NYO in just these few years. And we like to keep it open for anybody. And so if you're really interested in the coach training, it's this Friday at 5, and you can register through Sea Alaska Heritage. And it's something you don't have to be Native to do these games. We're very inclusive of everybody in learning the sport, because I think it's something that's really positive that we love to share with our community.
And are all the games co-ed?
Yep, there's divisions for male and female. And in this competition, the age is 12 and up. And so we're going to have a few middle schoolers, probably mostly high schoolers, some UAS students, and some adults. And there's no upper age limit. We do have a lower age limit at this event. There's a separate event for younger students. And it's all combined. We do another event in March where we have divisions for middle school, high school, and adult. But since this is kind of a smaller event. We're just combining them all together.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be really cool. Shane, what's your role going to be this Saturday?
What events are you going to do?
I want to try all the events.
Yeah?
Mostly, yeah.
Do you know how to do them all, or are you going to need a little bit of coaching ahead of time?
I know how to do them all. It's just I need some advice for, like, forums. And
that's great. And you'll be available to coach other people who need it?
Yeah, I just know the basics.
And then, Eric, how about you?
I, too, will be doing all 10 of the events that are going to be held there. And it's going to be fun. Same as last year.
Were you both involved with it last year?
I was. Shane, were you?
I slept in.
Oh. Well, I hope that you guys have a great time. I know you're going to do really well and be terrific representatives and coaches. And Kyle, thanks so much for all this great information about the Native Youth Olympics, and thank you for doing what you do. You're an educator as well, right, as well as being a coach?
Yeah, I work with the Indian Studies program at Thunder Mountain High School and Floyd Dryden High School. And so I work throughout the district in implementing NYO programs and working with teachers in collaboration to teach the tradition of the games and the cultural significance behind each game, because there's a story to each game.
I think that's an incredible resource. I'm so glad that the high school students and middle school students here in Juneau are getting have access to that. So thanks for doing what you do. And Shane and Eric, have a great time this weekend. Have fun. Good luck. I hope you achieve everything that you hope to achieve. And you as well, Kyle. And you know, Tuesdays this time of the show, we do Juneau School District Update. So this has been a really interesting one. So thank you all for coming today.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Thank you.
Yeah.